在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Pruning Time. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and about three times a week I will bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Pruning time, beginners. The weather has finally changed from dull and freezing to warm and sunny. Everybody I meet when I go about my daily activities seems happy. Winter feels very, very long by the time we reach March.So hooray for April. One of the greatest things to see at the moment is new growth. All over the garden there are signs of plants and flowers beginning to grow. Most of them are mainly underground, and just a little green is poking through the earth. Daffodils and bluebells have already flowered, of course. They are the typical early spring flowers.Some people have loads of them all over their front yards, but we don't. I'll have to buy some bulbs this fall and get to work on that. Even the supermarkets have shelves full of different coloured spring flowers in different coloured baskets and pots. The downside to this season is that there is lots of work to do in the garden. I don't mind it, though, as I am a gardener at heart.My husband does most of the hard work. This weekend, he worked like a mule in the garden. Because we have a lot of lawn, he had to hire a couple of machines to aerate and thatch the lawn. He then fertilized it. We have about an acre of land, so it took him most of the weekend. I just do the fun stuff, like plant flowers and vegetables, weed and dig.Yes, I love to dig. I have inherited a love of gardening from my grandmother on my father's side. In our family, we all have strong backs and green fingers. Advanced. This lunchtime, when I came home from picking up my little girl from preschool, there was a loud mechanical noise in the neighborhood. It wasn't the usual moan of a lawnmower.It was much louder. I went out into the backyard and saw that some men were up in the neighbor's high trees with chainsaws. "What are those men doing up there, Mum?" asked Dominie. "They're pruning, by the looks of it," I replied. "What's pruning?" my daughter asked. "They're cutting the trees," I replied. At this, Dominie pulled a cross face.Ran onto the lawn and yelled, "Hey, you bad men, you stop cutting those nice trees." "It's all right, babe," I said quickly. "I think the neighbor paid them to do it. The trees need a bit of a haircut. Some of the branches are too long." I was pleased that the noise of the chainsaws was loud enough to drown out the noise of my very loud daughter. As I looked at the men in the trees,I could just about make out that they were roped up. This enabled them to swing around from branch to branch, Tarzan style. Well, a very slow, heavy Tarzan style, and without the monkeys. They chopped and chopped, bringing down big limbs of the tree that is one of the biggest in the neighborhood. What a shame, I thought, as a huge branch fell to the ground. But then a thought occurred to me.This very old tree hangs right over my vegetable patch. It's probably good for me that the weakest, oldest branches get cut off, so they don't land on my head while I'm gardening. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast of some use. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or you can click on the small I in the description column in iTunes.I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for all of you who are writing to me at acupofenglish@live.com. and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.